Well, it's been an important week for Aboriginal people in South Australia with the passing of a bill to formally recognise those people in the state's constitution, passed through Parliament's lower house yesterday. But some members of the Aboriginal community say there's still some unfinished business to be resolved. Lisa Burns reports.
For a long time in South Australia, members of the Aboriginal community have been campaigning long and hard for recognition in their state constitution and a formal record of an apology to the Stolen Generations. Finally in State Parliament this week, they got their wish. Peter Buckskin, convener of the state's advisory committee on the recognition of Aboriginal people in the South Australian Constitution.
I'm very pleased with the swiftness in which the House of Assembly, our lower house, has accepted the constitutional recommendation without referring it to committee or with any other amendment, but taking totally the recommendation of the panel that created the words and phrases that we wish to have implemented in the Constitution. In the way that we presented it to the government.
Do you feel like the work that you've done has paid off?
Oh, it certainly has. What we tried to do was use language of inclusiveness to be transparent and honest about the factual way the Constitution was originally framed without appropriate consultation with South Australia's First Peoples, the Aboriginal people of South Australia, and we've rectified that now.
And of course, this change in the constitution, I mean, it does represent the Aboriginal people of South Australia. Are they happy with the result?
Look, you're going to have a diversity of views. In the main, the people that I've spoken to amongst my own community, people are very pleased that at last there is a recognition of us as Australia's First People. It's establishing a fact that we were here before the state was settled by others, and there is now a lasting legacy that future generations of Aboriginal people and our children will see that our state constitution recognises us as the first South Australians. That's got to be a good thing.
Of course, it's been passed through the lower house and we're expecting it to pass quite cleanly through the upper house. Where to now from there once it passes?
Well, then it becomes law, and forever and a day our constitution would now recognise Aboriginal people as the first South Australians. And I really think that is a real sign of maturity of our parliament. The fact that the majority of both houses, but I think every member voting in favour of this amendment to our constitution, really shows that we are on a good footing to further progress the issues of reconciliation. We know there are many things that we have to achieve in our society to achieve parity in terms of our social indicators, such as our education outcomes, our health outcomes, our unemployment outcomes, are all far too low, and we haven't achieved parity with non-Aboriginal South Australians. And, you know, that's work, that's in progress, but we've seen much progress, and this is a real indication of the political process and progress that we're making in South Australia. So I congratulate and thank the South Australian Parliament for what they are doing to really further this reconciliation agenda.
But there's still unfinished business to be attended to. The letters patent, which was created in 1836 by King George IV to establish the province of South Australia, guaranteed the rights of Aboriginal people and their descendants to the lands they occupied or enjoyed. But this provision, which still stands, has long been neglected by the South Australian government over the years, something which Peter and his panel took into serious consideration.
Well, I think it is unfinished business. There's no doubt about that. My job and the panel's job was not to deal with the letters patent. We certainly took them into consideration and made sure that they were mentioned, because as a matter of fact, we dealt with the facts on how South Australia was occupied and how the constitution was written. And we dealt with the facts that it wasn't done in consultation with Aboriginal South Australians, and it probably wasn't done in consultation with many other sections of a community at that time. We're dealing with the lack of consultation with Aboriginal South Australians. And so we dealt with that now, but we have made it very clear. The letters patent bill raises issues in our community, raises concerns. And as I said to people in our consultations, you can pursue your arguments if you have them, illegal or otherwise, you know, through the necessary processes. This does not deny you the opportunity to do that, but what we are doing in this process is recognising Aboriginal people as the first South Australians. But it does recognise us, and I think that's a really significant step.